Lab of Doc Bateman, the head of Ivy's chemistry department, the other day. Doc was correcting mid-quarter examination papers, and I interrupted him just as I heard.
Oh, no.
Well, hello, Doc. Something wrong?
Huh? Oh, it's you, Carpenter. There's nothing wrong. I'm merely exercising your professor's right to groan at the answers I get to my exam questions.
Oh? Well, what particular answer had you on the ropes as I came in?
Question 4, part 2 of our recent Chemistry 1 exam reads, and I quote, "Describe the composition of coal."
Mm-hmm. That's a good question. What's wrong with it?
Of course it's a good question. The only thing wrong about it is this answer. And again, I quote, "Coal is composed of big chunks and little chunks and coal dust."
Well, isn't it?
Oh, Carpenter, everyone except you and my students know that coal is a carboniferous petrification of vegetable matter.
Oh, sure, sure. I know, Doc, but who cares?
You say who cares to me? Julius Charles Bateman, head of the Ivy Chemistry Center?
Look, Doc, I'll explain. For example, you take Schlitz beer. Beer lovers know that it's brewed from select barley and hops and yeast and other fine ingredients. But what they really care about is how Schlitz beer tastes. And let me
tell
you,
Doc. Just a minute, Carpenter. Let me save you the trouble. Schlitz beer tastes so good, it's the best liked beer in America. Is that what you were going to tell me?
Well, that's right, Doc. How'd you know?
Carpenter, I've heard you before. Don't ask me why I listen. I just do. A man has to have some weaknesses. Besides, I like Schlitz beer myself.
Ah, good for you, Doc.
Oh, yes. Let's take a 10-minute break and take it big. You know if we can find a couple of bottles of Schlitz nearby?
Doc, I just might. Let's be on our way right now.